Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. On this week's podcast, we are talking to Rose O'Connor. Rose is an author. She is a professional member of the Reiki Membership Association, an Isui Holy Fire 3 Reiki Master Teacher, a Karuna Reiki Master Teacher, and an Animal Reiki Master Teacher from Pennsylvania. Welcome, Rose.
Hi, Pam. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here, Rose. I've been following you for a while. I have been intrigued by your book, by your articles. And you wrote an article recently about presence, about Reiki bringing presence. And I so admired it that I reached out and asked you if you'd be on the podcast. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome. Well, before we begin, I'd just like everybody to know about some of the things we have going on here at the farm. We are now teaching Animal Reiki Master classes. So in addition to Animal Reiki Level 1 and 2, you can also do Animal Reiki Master classes. We've got some online classes coming up in August that are in an Australian friendly time zone. So they're actually being offered in evenings in North America and mornings in Australia. So I'd love to have you join us in August if those speak to you. And in July and also in October, I will be teaching Reiki Level 1 and 2, Reiki Master, and Holy Fire Karuna Reiki Master classes. Also in November and December, there will be more Animal Reiki classes in the Eastern time zone and Atlantic time zones. So please check our website for any of those offerings. We'd love to have you join us. I also want to let you know that if you've been interested in our Reiki Master Mentor sessions, we will be starting a new session in July. I will put a link to register for the new session in the podcast links. And so go ahead and reach out if you'd like to get more information about that, or check the link. There is a write-up on it as well. And we'd love to have you join us for that if it makes sense to you. Rose, you are getting things set up in your new home in Pennsylvania, and you've got some offerings coming up as well, don't you? Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yes, I plan to, when we're moving into Pennsylvania, I plan to be offering later in the summer some level one and two, as well as master classes in Isui Holy Fire 3. It will either be online or in person, depending on who signs up for it. And also some animal Reiki is definitely in the works. I don't have any dates on the schedule yet, but certainly anybody can write to me and let me know that they're interested, and I'll let you know as soon as those dates come out.
Thanks so much, Rose. And we will put a link to your website and also your email address in the podcast write-up. And you also have a book, Rose, that people can purchase, and we'll be talking about that, but we can put a link to that in the podcast write-up as well. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Yes, the book is called Footpaths, and it's a story of my husband and I when we took off as gypsies in 2015 to 2016, and we traveled to the UK, and we traveled all over for about 4.5 months, and we did house and pet sitting. So we got to spend a lot of really great time with animals, staying in people's homes, and becoming actual part-time residents, or what they call temporary blow-ins in different areas, because, you know, we'd stay at a house for maybe a month, and we got to do all the local walks and go to all the shops. And I decided that I was going to write a fiction book that winter, and what it turned out was I started writing stories about our stay for a friend of mine, and he said to me, "This is your book. You need to continue to write this." So he bugged me and bugged me all winter, and I ended up writing a whole book and self-publishing it. And it just has been revised and republished at the end of 2020. So I think, and interestingly for Reiki people, because it's my story, it's our story, it's also a Reiki story. So Reiki weaves itself throughout the book and comes through strongly. So it's nice that way. I had a woman a couple years ago read the original edition, and after she read it, she said, "I want to take Reiki 1 and 2 with you." She didn't know anything about Reiki, but it gave her enough information to know she wanted to learn it. So that's really undercurrent, but I think it's a good one.
I love that, Rose. So yeah, if anybody is interested in hearing about these wonderful journeys, we will put a link to that in the podcast as well. You're welcome. Before we begin, I'd like to start with a brief invocation. So I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and bring your hands into Gassho with your thumbs at your heart, the prayer position. Go ahead and invite your Reiki symbols and Reiki energy activated, and invite your Reiki symbols to join you and activate them in whatever way works best for you. You may want to draw them in your hands or in the air around you, or say their names, chant them, sing them, imagine them. And as the light of Reiki flows through you and around you, we invite the light of presence to join us today. One of the secrets of being joyful in our lives is being in the present moment, and so many of us can struggle with that. Looking ahead to the future, worried, regretting things from our past. And yet a tremendous amount of energy frees up for us when we can stay rooted in the present. And along with that, a tremendous amount of joy and peace and happiness. And so if presence has eluded you at times, or if joy or peace or happiness have, we're really happy that you're here with us today. And we invite those energies to flow through you along with the Reiki energy. As you listen to the podcast, getting ideas about how you might be more present in your own lives. I want to thank you for joining us here today. We are blessed to be among a lineage of light bringers, creating wellness on the earth. Aho, namaste, and amen.
Namaste.
So, Rose, the beginning of the article, one of the things that you mentioned that really caught me is that you studied with Laurel Gaia and Michael Baird. And those are two people that I think the world of in Arizona. Can you tell me a little bit about studying Reiki with them?
The first time that I studied with them was just the October before Holy Fire came on the scene. And I was very drawn to taking Karuna Reiki. And I had gotten the book on Karuna Reiki that Laurel wrote. And I didn't know her. The only thing I really knew about Laurel was that she and I lived in the same town at one time. So they she and Michael lived in Buena Vista, Colorado, and then my husband and I ended up moving to Buena Vista, Colorado. They were in Sedona at the time. And because we were within driving distance of Sedona, I just knew that I had to go and take a class with them and to meet her and to meet Michael. And it was such a profound experience taking Karuna. And I remember at the time her saying, "There's something around the corner," meaning holy fire, but she didn't know exactly what it was at that time, but she was like, "There's something around the corner." And then later on, my husband and I were fortunate enough to go back down again. We've been down several times with the retreat, but we went down again to do our level 1 and 2 with them so that we could get our professional membership mm-hmm. with the ICRT. And just the time spent with them, it's hard to even put it into words, but it's been so precious in both of our hearts. And we are huge fans of both of them. And Laurel, I then got to see Laurel at a few of the retreats, and it just was more precious than words just to see her and to connect with her. And I remember her saying to me, "I'm not good with names, but I remember faces." We just looked at each other and there was that knowing that we were connected. But she's always been one of my most treasured mentors, and Michael as well. He's a phenomenal human being.
Laurel passed away recently, and William wrote a beautiful tribute to her in the most recent Reiki News magazine. I'm looking forward to reading that. But I was really fortunate, like you. I just knew she was there. I read the Karuna Reiki book that she had written when I studied Karuna Reiki in 2013. And I didn't get an opportunity to meet her until a Reiki retreat. And I think it was the same one that I met you at in 2017 in New York. And Laurel had had a stroke at that point and had recovered. She gave a beautiful speech about how important words are and the power in our words. And for you and I as writers and podcasters, she was just an inspiration to all of us. Words, that's our trade. That's what we do, is try to reach people and help them with our words. But she left such an impression on me, and then I was so very grateful that I had an opportunity to introduce myself to her. And I said, "Laurel, I feel somehow connected with you, and I can feel your light. You live in Arizona, close to the West Coast. I live on the extreme East Coast in New Brunswick, Canada, and yet I can still feel your light all the way over here." And I let her know how important it was to me just to know that someone like her existed in the world, someone with a light that bright. And we wound up sitting together for almost all of the rest of the sessions, and we wound up doing Reiki drumming for each other. It was just so special. I was really glad that I had an opportunity. I never had an opportunity to study with her, but I had an opportunity to learn from her. And I'm starting to realize how many people within the Reiki community that she and Michael have affected. So I do want to just maybe send a tribute to the both of them for all that they've done during our podcast together today. I just wanted to mention that.
No, and I think that Laurel, one of the things that she did for me, especially when we did level 1 and 2, was she made things simple, and she was so pure of heart.
Yes.
She was so pure of Reiki. Reiki was everything to her. And I know it is to a lot of us, but yeah, there was just something really special about her, and I always feel her light as well. And every time I have a class, every time I have a session, I always connect with her. And she's always been there, but I really feel her strongly.
I do too. And I actually I believe she's working for us on the other side. She was in charge of the licensed teacher program for a lot of years after William had passed that on to her. And she's had a huge impact within the ICRT, a huge impact within Karuna Reiki, and just so lovely that you had the opportunity to study with her while she was here. I think that's wonderful. Yeah, thank you. I wonder if you can tell us a bit about your article on presence. What prompted you to write that article? Where did that come from?
It's interesting because I was thinking about it today when we were talking, and yeah, I don't really plan to write articles. It's just every now and then, Reiki will just put a little seed of something in my brain, and then I have to sit down and just start writing. And there was just something about that bowl, remembering her teaching about the bowl. And I can see it. I have this visual image of her sitting in the front of the classroom and teaching us about Kriya and about the bowl. And that was all I had. And then I sat down and the article just came out. And to be honest, I had to reread it this morning because oftentimes I don't really remember what I wrote. Because Reiki does take over it. No.
I know exactly what you're saying. I get a nudge, sit down and write an article, and then I'll reread it and say, wow, I wrote that. Not remembering at all. So I know exactly what you're saying. Tell us about the bowl that inspired the article. And I think it's interesting that it's happening, that the article on presence is coming at this moment in time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this was during the Karuna Reiki class, and she was teaching us about the symbols. And of course, one of the gifts that she and Michael always had is a story. Mm. They know how to interject stories that make you remember. And I remember her telling us about the symbol Kriya, and this was her suggestion. She said, I have a lot. We knew at the time that she had a lot on her plate. She was the director of the ICRT. She was running that center, and she was writing books and everything else. And I have all these things swirling around in my head that I get up with a to-do list of all these things. So you take everything that you feel you need to do that day and you put it on a piece of paper in the bowl, and then you give Kriya or Reiki. If you don't have Karuna Reiki, you can just give Reiki to the bowl and Reiki to yourself, and then you pull the first thing out of the bowl. You allow Reiki and that energy to guide you in the order of which thing you're supposed to do first, and then be fully present with that thing and go into it joyfully instead of making it, you know, how we have our to-do lists and it's always number one, number two, number three, number four. And then sometimes you have days where that doesn't happen at all, right? And then we'll get frustrated because, but I didn't do this, but because you weren't supposed to do that. Essentially, you weren't supposed to do it, or you weren't supposed to do it in that order. And it's just a way of bringing us into our inner selves, into our inner being, to connect with what do we need right now. Like, maybe we are supposed to clean the house, but we need to take a walk with the dog instead. That's what we really need to do. And so it's bringing us into that moment.
I love that. I just love it. One of the things that also you mentioned in that article is just that everything is all right. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Joe and I were at the first Holy Fire class in Hawaii in January. And that was when Holy Fire first came through, and everything wasn't known about it at that time. And William was teaching as he was guided each day. And I just remember him talking about it and explaining it, and the sentence that kept resonating with me was that he kept saying, well, with this energy, the message is everything is already all right. And I've never forgotten that. I actually did write another article about that first class and everything, but it's kind of like, it's the sense that we don't really have to be afraid because everything is already being taken care of. We are not really in charge. we're not really in charge of any of it.
Yeah.
And we think we are. We think we're going to go through all these things. Look at COVID.
Right.
That taught us we're not in charge. We got to let that go. Mm-hmm. And know that there is Reiki and there is this universal, loving, divine energy that is there for us. And we're always being taken care of. And that is like the biggest gift, isn't it? It's just, if we can remember that, it's so profound.
Exactly. And that brings up the point that when you talk about presence, that people sometimes say, I don't want to be present. Like, things suck right now. I don't know that I want to be in that. What do you say to that? What would you recommend for that? Applying liberal amounts of Reiki, probably.
Yes, absolutely. Because if we can choose to stay in that energy or that frequency of, I don't want to be here right now. Because you think about that, okay, that's just a thought that you're having at that moment. But what if you can change that thought or change that frequency by using Reiki? And then Reiki brings you into a different frequency of love, of a higher frequency where it's okay. It's just okay. And it's, I think a lot of why we say we don't want to be here is because we're stuck in thinking about what we can't do or what we can't fix with the future or worrying about something that hasn't happened yet or that happened last week, or we're not really present. I don't think we realize how little we actually are present, because even if we're in pain, can we be present with the pain?
And I think it comes back to what you were talking about, that everything is already all right. And that Reiki can return us to that understanding, restore us to that belief. And yeah. Tell me.
Yeah. We see that happen, don't we?
Oh yeah. My gosh.
You see that happen.
All the time. But I know some people listening might be saying, oh, but I'm not having very much fun right now with COVID. I can't do the things that I like to do. And yet I think, so I don't know if I want to be present. And I think that presence is such a gift. Releasing that worry about the future, releasing any regrets about the past, it frees up a tremendous amount of energy and vitality and allows us to just live life more fully, appreciating every moment. I remember a meditation class that I did years ago through a Catholic church, and the teacher was saying, you need to be present when you're washing dishes. And I thought, oh my gosh, I hate washing dishes. But yet he talked about how if you are present, even a task that you may not really appreciate, you will begin to appreciate. And so I really resonated with your article. Is there anything else that you, any other thoughts around presence and around that article that you'd like to leave people with?
I think that for me, what's really helped me the most over the last however long it's been, it feels like COVID's been long.
It has been a little while.
Yeah, it seems like years, but it hasn't been that long. And aside from Reiki, and in addition to Reiki, I have developed a pretty serious meditation practice. And I feel as though that is the training ground for helping us to learn to be present. I was listening to Jon Kabat-Zinn on Masterclass a couple months ago, and he was talking about what is mindfulness, what is it? And at the end of the day, he says, but if you don't sit on your meditation cushion, you have to sit on your meditation cushion. You have to do the practice. Just like with Reiki, you can do a Reiki meditation, but you have to do it.
You have to spend time in it every day. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about Reiki is that you can spend time in so many ways. You can Reiki your bowl and allow Reiki to show you your priorities. You can do your hands-on treatment. I love to do a Reiki walk every morning with the dogs. I draw my symbols or put them around myself, or sometimes I get walking and realize that I haven't drawn my symbols. My husband and I start chanting our symbols as we walk along, leaving little trails of Reiki everywhere that we go, putting Reiki into our meals. There's so many ways that we can incorporate Reiki into our daily lives, and then that brings us into that space of understanding that everything is already all right. I love that. Rose, you've got some interesting things going on in your life, though. After being traveling Reiki masters for years, you guys are finally setting down roots in Pennsylvania. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and just about being in the flow of Reiki?
It's interesting that you say that, because I was thinking about another article that I had written for the Reiki News magazine called Reiki is My Home. And I wrote that several years ago. It was actually the first year that we went to the UK. I never would have thought at that time that it would be this long. Like, that was 2016. I never thought it would be this long before we settled down again into a more permanent place. And what I learned from those travels, because a lot of it for us was not ever knowing where we wanted to live. I think in reality, we weren't really just ready to settle down anywhere. Every place we saw was better than the last one. And I do have a nickname, Gypsy Rose, so, you know, that is a bit in my blood. But yeah, so I think we just finally got tired of doing that. Not tired of doing it. We always wanted a home. But just the way everything's been going with real estate and all the practical things, we just recognized that we could do even more, especially with the Reiki practice, if we had that home base to root us in.
Yeah.
And so after looking in North Carolina and Virginia, and we looked everywhere, we ended up back in Pennsylvania, which was where we were both born. So
isn't that neat?
I had to sort of wrap my head around it at first, but I've come to realize the beauty of it. It's just all so beautiful. And all of the people that I've known over the years are just so thrilled. They're like, I can't believe you're going to be back in Pennsylvania. And my daughter is here and everything. And so there's a lot of rightness about it. There really is.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Rose, I think, unless there was anything else, I think we're ready to move into a meditation with the listeners today.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay. Well, if you are driving, we just invite you to hit pause. These meditations can go pretty deep, or to pull over on the side of the road so that you can listen safely. And for the rest of you, I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes, take a deep breath as we move into presence today. Bring your hands into Gassho once more, activating your Reiki energy. And then place your hands comfortably on your body, giving yourself Reiki, allowing the light of presence to flow through you. Feel your seat underneath of you. Feel into your body, going down from the top of your head, through your eyes, your nose, the back of your head, the mouth of God, through your jaw, your lips, your throat and neck, your shoulders, down the upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingertips, back up to the shoulders. Just notice your body, how it feels through your chest, your heart area, your upper back and shoulders, your torso, your sacral chakra and solar plexus, your root chakra. And just feel the energy flow down through the tops of your legs, your thighs, your quadriceps, your knees, through your calves, your ankles, and out through the bottoms of your feet. And imagine yourself rooted to the earth. I invite you to listen now to the quietest sound you can hear in front of you, behind you, on your left and on your right, above you, below you, and within you, inviting you to move into presence today, and we'll spend several moments here. Now that you've felt the energy of presence flow through you, I'd like you to think about some of the beautiful things in your life and allow the light of beauty to flow through and into you, around you now, awakening the presence and the beauty in every cell of your body, the billions of cells. Within your mind, your body, your spirit, and your emotions. Open your eyes now and look around you, identifying the beauty that surrounds you. The beauty is always around us on the earth, in our field. And we can notice it when we're not distracted, as the light of presence flows through us. And close your eyes again. And we invite the light of presence and of beauty to remain with us as our constant companions. And as we notice the beauty around us, we begin to recognize it in ourselves. Look inside yourself now at your light and at your beauty. Recognize how deeply you care and how deeply you love, and acknowledge the beautiful presence that you are in the world. And as you recognize, acknowledge, and begin to appreciate your own beauty, you begin to see it in everything and everyone around you. Open your heart, acknowledging your beauty and acknowledging the beauty that exists in the world around you. Opening your eyes to see, shifting your perspective if necessary. You are light, you are love. And you are beautiful, a beautiful child of God, living your life in this moment in time, inviting presence into every moment so that you might then recognize the beauty that is your life and the beauty that surrounds you in every moment of every day. Namaste and Amen, Amin Ashe, and so it is. Thank you. I'd just like to thank the listeners for being with us today. taking the time out of your day to join us for this podcast. And I want to thank you, Rose. Thank you. Namaste.